Bubbles!
Bubbles Podcast.
You ready for a very special episode?
People of Earth, how are you?
How are you?
How are you?
How are you?
I'm great. Me I couldn't too. Be better, really.
Dr. Seuss.
Dr. Seuss?
Woohoo.
Green eggs and ham? That guy?
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
I don't know.
We should start rhymed. We should start talking about water.
Well, we are going to talk about water with a very special person in the water industry.
Yeah, who's that?
I don't know, actually. I wonder what his name is. He's never been featured on here before.
Is he a world-renowned water technologist and water sommelier?
Potentially.
Well, that's quite a thing, because there's not that many of them in the world.
Yeah, you think it's our good friend Milan Patel?
It's our good friend Milan Patel, and it's our collab episode today of Bubbles. It's episode number 67.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And it's a big day.
Very big day.
We may also have Pat from Fine Liquids from Heidelberg on the podcast as well.
Ooh.
If he's able to join, that's going to be wonderful.
Yeah.
So, you know, this has been a podcast episode that's been a little bit in the planning.
Yeah.
And then, of course, thank you again to Milan for sending over the waters that we're going to be trying on this podcast.
They look amazing.
They do. I think really, because we're going to do it over a Teams meeting, so we can also have the video. So I think without further ado, James, here is our collab episode.
Wait. Let's talk about the rest of our day, because we're probably not going to be able to do that on the podcast.
Okay, that sounds good.
And we have a busy day.
First of all, okay, so let's back it up here. We'll have a little bit of a segment that usually we have at the end of the podcast at the beginning, and then we'll kick it over to the collab.
Yeah.
So, I think I have a picture of you having a nice sparkling water on Friday evening.
Ah.
Do you remember that?
On Friday?
Friday evening, you had some San Pellegrino.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that. I remember the meal mainly, though.
Yeah?
Because it was so good, it distracted me from the sparkling water.
It was a great sushi place, wasn't it?
Oh, my God. We went to this sushi place that has some Michelin star chefs, and we had some, like, rolls and plates that, like, blew us away.
Truffle ponzu.
They were delicious. Oh, my God. Truffle ponzu yellowtail.
And they served San Pellegrino, which is really the most common for restaurants to serve as far as sparkling water, right?
Mm-hmm.
What other brands do you see out there sometimes?
Well, when we went to Miami and when we went to, what's the name? I'm blanking on the name. The one that served Ferrero or whatever it's called?
Dantana's.
Dantana's. When we went to Dantana's, they serve Ferrero there, however you say it.
Yep.
Ferrarelli. I'm not sure. That's a very good water. I like that water.
It is very good.
Yeah, it's delicious.
Yeah. What else has been going on with you?
Not a ton. We had that, and we went to the Spectrum and picked up some cookies yesterday.
Oh yeah, that was good.
Some of those beautiful honey and butter macaroons.
It's been, it's November, but we're lucky we live here in Southern California. It's been unseasonably really, really hot.
Yeah.
I think it was like 92 degrees yesterday, and it's going to be 90 again today. So, when it's hot, what do we need to do?
Wear sun protection.
And
hydrate.
Hydrate. Stay hydrated with multiple cups of water per day, right?
Yeah. I think it got up to even like 98 yesterday. It was crazy. And later today, oh, sorry about that. We have our dog here. Later today, after this podcast, which is already going to be super cool, we're going to go see a hockey game.
Hockey game. Canucks time.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Canucks versus Anaheim Ducks in Honda Center.
Yeah.
That's going to be awesome, huh?
Looking forward to it, James.
It's going to be great. All right. Now, I guess.
Yeah, and I think what we're going to do with this episode is we're going to do some water tasting of the waters that Milan sent over.
Yep.
And then next week, we've got a bunch more new water alerts on tap. So tune in next week for that. But without further ado, enjoy the collaboration episode that we've been talking about for a little while now with Milan Patel.
And potentially Pat.
Yep.
We'll have to see. All right. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
recording pending. Has anything come up on your end to say?
Let me see if it's going to make us click through to accept.
Oh, there we go.
Here we go. We're on.
All right.
Awesome.
Well, welcome to Bubbles, episode number 67. And this is a very, very special episode.
Yes.
So, first of all, without further ado, I want to welcome back to the show world-renowned water technologist, water sommelier, good friend of the show, Milan Patel. How are you, Milan?
Wow. Yeah, I'm good. I've never had a nice introduction like that before. So cool.
Well, I'll tell you what, Milan. I've been following you on your social media and on your LinkedIn, and you have been busy, sir. You've been up to a lot.
Yeah.
Both on the water sommelier side as well as the water technology business. You are in demand, sir.
Thank you. Yeah, no, just having it's all good fun. Just it has been pretty busy, but I find it fun. It's good fun. Like, it's not a job, so I'm enjoying every moment.
Were out in Amsterdam at a big conference?
Yeah, that's right. It's the Aquatech show. I sort of attend every 2 years when it's on. And, last year due to COVID, it was cancelled. So this year I headed out for a couple of days. Also got to meet Pat, Fine Liquids, with no screen in between us. So that was pretty special. That was pretty nice. We got to meet, shake hands, looking directly in the eyes sort of thing. And it was a good vibe. It really was. And, the Aquatech show was very good. Amazing water tech out there that's happening. You know, there was people from the States, all across Europe, Far East, you name it. Everybody was there just looking at from, pipework systems to the way cleaning up water, things that you can do in your house. Yeah, it was just big convention hall and a lot of seminars and things to attend as well. So, yeah, that was good.
Manufacturing awesome. And biotech and all the different industries that have all different requirements for water. I know that's your wheelhouse. So exciting times. And one question for you.
Yeah.
So when you did get to meet Pat face to face, I wonder if you all sat down and cheers over some fine water and which water would that have been?
Okay. So the first water that we cheers to and spent an hour on was a Magnificat from the Azores.
Nice.
Yeah, that was the water. That was the water that we cracked that lid, two nice glasses, and we sat for a good couple of hours just catching up. So yeah, amazing.
Wonderful. Nice. Well, speaking of water, I don't know about you, James, and you, Milan, but I'm thirsty.
I'm very thirsty too.
And we have some exciting stuff here that has just been burning our fridge up. We've been holding off wanting to sample it, but we wanted to wait for this very special episode to do it. So as you can see in front of us here, the box arrived, everything in perfect condition. So thank you, an excellent job shipping everything. And thank you so much for these wonderful examples of some fine waters. James and I have done a little bit of research on them, so we want to get into them. Okay. But before we do that, why don't you tell us what you're drinking there, Milan, and then we'll pick which one we're going to crack open first.
Yeah, of course. So tonight I'm drinking Aura Gold.
Ooh.
I'm treating myself tonight. Yeah. So
I see that.
Been pretty busy. I've been drinking tap water, filtered tap water during the day. And I thought, hey, it's the evening. I'm hitting the Bubbles podcast and it's a nice treat. Yeah. A nice treat.
Very good.
So
very good. Well, yeah, that's a high mineral content water, right? And it's one of the finest waters in the world.
Yeah, so it's medium minerality, but it's got a lot of substance. It's got a lot of taste. I know it's got natural gold silver colloids in it, but it's the taste of this water. It's got benefit in the well-being element, but the taste of this is pretty good. It's pretty good. Do you get this in the States?
It's available, and there's a few special waters that are coming into the holiday season that we're looking to source, and I think that's going to be one of them, just kind of to treat ourselves and treat the show a little bit. The ROI as well is one that we're going to try to...
You know what I'm going to do for you guys? Christmas is coming, and we've got to share all of these beautiful waters and try them. I'm going to hit up the First Lady of Fine Water, Ashley, at Salacious Drinks for you guys, yeah? I'm going to send her a message and see if she can send over a little Christmas hamper. Because at the end of the day, it's about the shipping. As much as I would love to ship you waters from the UK or Germany, we will. But if we can find better ways of shipping, less carbon footprint, then that's what we're going to do. Because
I'm with you 100% there, Millen. And thank you, first of all. That's wonderful. And thank you for sending this one box over. It is a little cost prohibitive. And I think that, you know, there needs to be improvements in the logistics and the 3PL providers and in some of the shipping methods on the consumer side. Because I think commercially, you know, businesses, supply chain, it's viable to move stuff over. Of course, it's all backed up right now with all the ships out at sea, and the ports aren't moving quick enough, and you know they can't manufacture quick enough. But they've figured it out on a large scale to move product around the world pretty efficiently. But it doesn't really translate to the end consumer. If you just want to send a box to another country, it's still pretty prohibitive.
You're bang on, and you know we're trying to look at solutions, partner with other, you know, fine water activists, you know, globally, to see how we can work as a collective for shipping. So a lot of work going on in the background, but you know, bottled water, it doesn't take a huge amount to produce, so the offset of carbon in comparison to sugary drinks, where the sugars refine, process the energy to make the drinks, is a lot higher than bottled water. But you do what you can to reduce that footprint, no doubt. You know, there's a lot of COP26 conversations in Scotland at the moment. So, hey, we're here to contribute.
Absolutely. And that's the same thing, you know, over here in my business and, you know, in general, especially out here in California, people really have an eye towards the environment and looking at sustainability and reducing our carbon footprint and really trying to get to carbon neutral. So anyway, the other thing I wanted to say, Millen, and I just kind of have it off screen here a little bit. It's Sunday morning, so I've been hydrating, and I started my morning off with one of these guys, as I usually do, which is Topo Chico. And we wanted to talk a little bit about water merch today. So I've got my Topo Chico t-shirt on here. You know, we've got our Liquid Death coaster. What do you think about these brands and some of the, you know, the marketing and the merch situation going on?
Liquid Death, I want a job with Liquid Death. It's just awesome, just the craziness of it and everything. And it's grabbing the attention of water. I believe it's from natural source, Austria.
It is.
Austria.
Yes, it's from the Austrian Alps.
So, you know, I would consider it a fine water. It's a fine, fun water with some real edgy bits that I love. I think the marketing and just what they're doing is great. And then Topo Chico, man, that's just the original, man. And thank you for it's on my shelf at the back. In like sampling this water is exquisite. Topo Chico, it's so versatile with what you can do with it. And it is, you can drink it like an alcohol replacement, man. It's the one. It's the one. But saying that, I was at a big supermarket in the UK, Tesco's, yeah?
Yeah.
And they've got the seltzer version of Topo Chico.
Really? Wow. And
hey, you never know. London, we're going to get Topo Chico, the UK. Oh, man, it's going to be good vibes.
That's dope. Yeah. But I was kind of thinking back about the evolution of brand advertising.
Yeah.
And like, especially when it comes to like back in the 90s, if you think of like what was going on with music and pop culture, certain brands, without like back before there were influencers, they'd rep a brand and it would blow up. The company would make tons and tons of money off of it. And the people doing the influencing, if I think back to like some of the rappers in the 90s repping these different brands and stuff, they got $0 from it. It's such a different world now. And I think that the companies are so much more brand aware of the total value of brand, and look to like influencers and, you know, different ways to promote on social media and selling their merch. So people like me walk around in a Topo Chico shirt that, you know, to help to advertise. So it's just such a different world now when it comes to product placement and influencing. And I think that some of the water brands are really getting on board with that too.
Oh, for real, yeah, 100%. I do see some, big brands sort of reaching out, but then there's, Cristiano Ronaldo when he was on stage and he sort of put the Coke
Yes, absolutely. Move the coke.
that must have like, the Coke shares on that day must have just plummeted. But it's true, it's true. Why fill yourself with sugary drinks when you've got brilliant waters from, around the world, which taste great? And got a good fairy tale and backstory about the sauce, so yeah, why not? But I need to get myself
Absolutely.
one of those Topo Chico shirts, man.
Ah.
I'm gonna reach out to them. I think I need one. They are cool. But saying that though, I introduced some friends in the UK that were out in Mexico for business, and they were sending me pictures of the Topo Chico. So they were like, "This water's awesome." So
Cool.
yeah.
Very cool. So which one should we get into first here, Millen? What do you think? We've got the Lofoten Arctic Water.
I would say let's start with the Krag, the
The
still.
Crag. The
Crag.
Crag
Crag.
water. And
By
James,
the
you did
way,
some
right?
research on Crag, right?
By the way, yeah, you guys are the first in the US to have that water, Krag. It comes
Well,
from a
then this
special
is definitely a new water alert.
Yeah,
Yeah.
100%.
That's
Yeah,
super
no,
dope,
it's
right?
real. It's super special, this one, man. It really is. We are going to be doing a Crag Christmas special, but it's official. Dornan, if you're listening out there, Macclesfield is getting on the map. Crag Water is the one. So that was actually I picked that up by hand. I went to visit the spring, and that was actually bottled in front of me for you guys. So.
Wow, that is amazing. And so, James, why don't you tell us what you learned about Crag Water, and then Millen can give us some more of the insights since he's just been at the spring and this was bottled right there.
Well, it seems it's bottled in a rural village called Wild Boar Clough.
Yep.
I butchered that
In
name
which
surely,
country?
but
Is it from the UK?
Up north, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
What
Nice.
else do you know about it?
Well, it's in foothills that are called Shetlandsloe. I'm gonna butcher all of these names. I'm
You
sorry.
just do your best.
It's known as the Matterhorn of Cheshire.
That's right.
They sell still and sparkling spring water. They test it regularly in controlled laboratories. And they are the only, at least they claim to be the only bottled spring water company north of England that reuses its glass bottles.
That's right. That is a fact. I've seen it, the operation. This story, the owner, Dornum, he was sitting on this spring, and one of the geologists that looked at the local area said, "You're sitting on a very good spring." So he decided to access this and create this water. And I'm going to leave the story to him because it's going to be launched on the Fine Liquids channel. But yeah, it's super, super special.
Sounds amazing.
All I'm going to say, it'll be like tears of joy from this story.
Okay, well,
Yeah.
this is quite a build up. So we're gonna enjoy this water at a cool 52 degrees Fahrenheit, about 11.5 centigrade.
Very good, very good. And that is so cool that you actually recorded the temperature like that. That's cool. That's cool.
The analysis of this water in milligrams per liter is 31 calcium, 15 magnesium, 6 sodium, 8 sulfate, 6 chloride, 2.8 nitrate. The dry residue at 180 degrees Celsius, is that 180? Is 120, and the pH at the source is 7.2.
Yep.
So.
This is Crag Water, James.
Yeah.
Cheers. Cheers,
Cheers.
Millen.
Cheers, Millen.
Cheers.
All right.
Wow.
Oh, that is delicious.
It's like a little naturally carbonated.
I don't think it is
No.
naturally
Artificially,
carbonated.
this one's artificially carbonated.
Yeah,
Artificially,
but
with some
it's.
nice bubbles to it. It's super complex.
Yeah, it's got high acidity. Ooh, and it's very sweet in the aftertaste.
I want to say that this is the most, or one of the most flavorful waters that I've ever had. And I'm putting it up there. You know, it doesn't have like the intense flavor like a Borajami. It's more refined, yeah. But it's so complex.
It's delicious. It's similar to, I'm blanking on the name of the water, but it's very acidic and then instantly has a sweet and kind of earthy aftertaste. It's very similar to a water we've had before that was also a fine water. It is delicious. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of people drinking this water, and they're all saying the same. Like it genuinely, it's where the area is, it's super special because you shouldn't receive water like this from that catchment area where the spring is. So there's this special phenomenon that's occurred by Mother Nature just underneath this pub that dates back to like a couple of hundred years, man. There's so much history in that. And it's just running right underneath this pub. If you go, say, 100 yards to the left or the right, they have bores, completely different water. Huh. So, yeah.
It's amazing. It tastes like old world UK, right? Like, it's amazing. And, you know, I think about the agricultural area, and even more so probably next door in Scotland. But you know, all of the different alcohol brands dating back, and the different scotches, yeah, and single malts and stuff that they do, and it's all about the area, the agriculture in the area, and how the soils are, and the rains, and the environment that they make it in to get the water to make the different alcoholic beverages too. But this is just incredible, and I can imagine that this is the type of spring that they'd want to use to do some other fine liquids to prepare out of this, right?
Yeah.
There's a couple other things that I want to say about this water. There's a water bar that's at the source too. Yes.
So that's what he's saying. It's right under a pub.
Yeah, but what's happened within the pub, normally it's a traditional, you know, British pub. You have your ales, you have your bottled beers, you have your fine spirits on the shelves, you know, proper traditional rural pub. But what Dornan's done is he has a water bar there.
Yeah.
And I went to visit it, and he's got some really cool waters that you know, some ones that you may not know. And when his customers come in, his guests come in, they have an option of sampling these fine waters, just like you would beers in a pub, you know?
That's amazing.
Like a flight. That's so cool.
That is awesome. Yeah, if we ever head over to the UK, we're definitely going to have to visit that, huh?
Absolutely, 100%.
It's stunning. The scenery around is pretty beautiful.
And also, I love this bottle. It's very minimalistic, and I'm realizing now, I didn't realize it before, but it's a little lopsided. I think maybe from the recycling process.
What do you mean?
I
think these are natural blown bottles, so it's...
Uh-huh.
That adds a great, like, kind of heart to it, like a, you know, uniqueness. That's something I've never seen before. That's awesome.
Very cool. I think we should reserve the rest of this water.
For sure.
Yeah. And let's move on to the next one.
Okay. Yeah. Let's try the Lofoten.
Lofoten. So, and this is one that I did a little bit of research on. This is from the Arctic Circle.
Yeah.
Wow.
On the islands of Lofoten within the Arctic Circle. So it's a very special place, you know. This water is sourced directly under the Northern Lights, you know. So it's pretty cool.
That's amazing.
Made by nature, Lofoten water, Arctic water, the source. Lofoten Arctic water source is located in the majestic mountains of the Arctic Lofoten Islands, as Millen just stated. Water is renewed by glacial melt and snow all year from the surrounding mountains and the pure rain during the summer. The water is soft and has a super low TDS. Its categorized as superior, which indicates how protected the water is from its surroundings. This is determined by the water's level of nitrate. The water has an amazing purity, noticeable texture and cleanness, a soft and smooth mouthfeel, and is crisp and clean like the landscape. And then there's some information here about the facts on it, James, if you want to go through that.
The ice cold facts are the water's not distilled. The source is only 9 kilometers from their facilities where I guess they process like
in Ravdal. Yeah, where they bottle it.
The unpolluted fresh water is also the local water source for 5,000 inhabitants in Lofoten. It has a TDS of 30 parts per
million.
Wow. Yeah. That is low.
4-time winner of Best Taste Natural Still Water.
Wow. All right. The sulfates are... ND. Is that none?
None detected. ND. None detected.
Sulfites, I guess it's sulfates, none detected, nitrates, none detected, magnesium, 1. This is in milligrams per liter, of course. Or is it 1 to 0? Calcium, 1 to 7. Potassium, 0 to 4. Bicarbonate, 7 to 3. Sodium, 7 to 6. TDS, 30 parts per million. pH 6.8.
Yeah, it's a pretty impressive water, and I like what they've done, because normally they have the table water, which is in a beautiful glass, but now they're starting with the aluminium, and I thought I'd like to share that with you, because I find this aluminium style can, like, it's like a treat for you when you're on the boat. You know, if you're on the beach or something and, you know, you want something nice, then this is a pretty good water on the go. And then they've got the table version as well, which is...
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, the other bottle looks absolutely stunning, beautiful. But I'm not mad at this aluminum either. I think it's excellent. Way better than a PET plastic bottle or something for the environment, for sure. And, you know, we see a lot of these brands moving towards it. Lofoten has some information about their sustainability here as well that we can get into. But first of all, cheers, James. Let's try it.
I just want to say, Noah, before I taste this, this is one of the best executed aluminum bottles that I've seen.
Bro, yeah.
It's really, they fit the theme so well.
It looks good, doesn't it?
And yeah.
If you're on the go and you probably drink out the bottle, like the bezel on the cap is so rounded off. It's root, like, it feels nice to put onto your lips. It's so well engineered.
Wow, that is a different water.
Yeah.
I've never had anything like that.
Yeah, it's come up. It's about 13 degrees Celsius. And this water, to me, it's just, it's crisp, it's clean, it's refreshing. I could definitely see drinking this on a boat or at the beach or, you know, after being out on a tennis match or bike ride, something like that. Wonderful hydration.
I can't put a pin on that flavor. It's very sweet after, but yeah, there's
it's when you're doing water tastings and you have Lofoten and you've tried it before and then you try it again, you'll recognize it. You'll be like, yeah, it's very distinctive.
There's like, it's like glacial. It's so
I'm getting a sweetness, but also a slight earthiness, like just very slight.
Yeah, but there's another element to it. It's not just an earthiness that I've never had in any other water or anything before, honestly. This is a new flavor for me.
So Lofoten has some claims about sustainability on their website here, James and Millen.
Wow, that is
environment and sustainability are an important part of our philosophy at Lofoten Arctic Water. And we are constantly working to get better and help fight against pollution. Lofoten Arctic Water has a goal of reducing microplastics in the sea. And the way we want to contribute to this is to stop using plastic and instead use materials that can be recycled several times. That is why we have chosen to produce our new bottles in aluminum. Why Lofoten Arctic Water chose aluminum? Aluminum has an infinite life. And it goes on to say about all of the different recycling of aluminum at like 75 to 95%, which is very good. We like that. And it goes into the manufacturer of the bottle and also talks here, Millen, about what you said around the high quality bottle that they wanted to get. So they were very careful in their sourcing of that. Packaging.
We might have to pick up a couple more of these. We might have to get these shipped, huh? Because
it's delicious.
It's definitely so good. That is a new flavor for me, and I love it.
So, James, why don't we go back? Because we forgot to do bottle cap rating.
Yeah, we forgot to do bottle cap rating. Yes. I just realized that. Because I have something to say about these.
You do? Okay, well, so why don't you start with the Craig?
I want to go back and taste this again.
A little bit more?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I'll take a little sip more, too. All right. It's like gold.
It is. It's amazing.
Mm. Oh, wow. That Craig water, after having the Lofoten, tastes even more amazing.
Yeah. Well, the earthiness comes through, acidity comes through, a lot of earthiness, a lot of sweetness, a lot of acidity.
What's your bottle cap rating?
Well, it's like well-rounded, delicious. Ooh, I'm kind of stalling. I don't know, like...
Well, I'll go first if you want. Okay. Because I believe that this Craig water deserves to be on the wall of fame. And it deserves 10 out of 10 bottle caps for the story, for the tradition of it, from how it's sourced to... how it's out in the world to the water bar, everything going on with it, that it's new and unique and exciting. 10 out of 10 bottle caps.
You know, I was stalling because I'm not sure which one I like better, but I think they both deserve the same spot, so I'm going to say 10 out of 10 for this one too. So it joins that Sinister Six that we had of waters. So now it's, I guess, the Sinister Seven.
Sinister Seven. Perfect score.
And I mean, if this gets a perfect score too, then we're gonna have to come up with another name for this, because eight
as long as it rhymes
start with an S. Yeah, Sinister Eight doesn't work. All right, cheers. It's so good, and it's such a different flavor. It's like. I'd love to describe it, but it's so hard. It's very earthy, very sweet. I don't know how to describe that flavor. I can't compare it to anything. I'm giving it a 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10 really, for me, too. Okay. I can see why it's won so many awards.
Well, it has, yeah. And, you know, even in blind tastings, it's very distinctive, very pleasing. And, yeah, you know about it once you've... drunk it. And the reason that I sent that to you was, I think this aluminium can that they've created, one, it allows this water to be a bit more accessible in regards to shipping.
Yeah.
Two, you know, we're all on the go and like we like a nice treat, and I think this would work really well. Like even when I was traveling from Amsterdam back to London, that's what I had on the Eurostar as my treat of just coming back and relaxing, and it was nice. It really was.
Awesome.
Wonderful. Yeah, and you know, if you think about the what really happens to packaging when people are done with it, it gets tossed in the bin, right?
Yeah, yeah.
However, something like this, it's worthwhile for somewhere along the chain from being in that trash can to before something makes it to landfill, for someone to pick this out and to recycle it. Because it's cost effective to do it. There's money in it. Whereas with a PET plastic bottle, even if it is recyclable, most likely it's not getting picked out of that trash bin anywhere along the way. And it's going to end up in the landfill and ultimately in the ocean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier to recycle aluminium than it is PET.
So. Yeah. So good one. Cheers to that one.
Yeah.
Sure. Lofoten water, another perfect score.
We got back-to-back perfect scores. That is so rare.
Let's see if we can keep it going. You know, what's next, Millen?
Hey, it took me a little time to put this together. Which waters? So, yeah, I'm pleased. Okay, next one I see you've got Mushinyanka from Poland.
Yes, we do.
This one is like, you know how you've got your Topo Chico? This is my little happy water. Yeah. It's it makes me smile when I drink it. It's considered a high mineral content, not super high, but high mineral. There's a lot of activity in the water, naturally carbonated. I love the bottle design. It's good. I think just taste it.
It's a very cool bottle. And just even by cracking it open, I can see the little tiny bubbles going up.
Yeah, so this is just sample it and you tell me.
Pour some, James.
You know what it is? I love when people describe waters to me. That is a buzz, you know? It's pretty cool, like, just listening to others building that vocabulary of the taste of water.
Well, I'm very excited to try this water. I don't have the,
I have it.
Analysis in English. You have the analysis?
I believe I do. Well, let's pour some and taste it first, and then we'll talk about it some more.
Because
this water has a storied history.
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know if I'm reading this wrong, but does that say 24,000.
Well, first of all, you don't read Polish, so.
Yeah. I don't know. It says something in milligrams per liter, and it's 243498.
Come on, James. I got to taste this water. Let's do it. Cheers.
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 Whoa.
It's amazing.
Man, it stays. The flavor stays, too. What?
It's a complex flavor. Like, it deserves to be beside any soda or any flavored thing on the shelf. It's better.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like a borderline soda from nature. That is crazy. What?
Right? Isn't that incredible?
It truly is. It's a high mineral content water, naturally carbonated.
Wow.
This version, it's got the super fine bubbles, and then you get a more saturated CO2 version with larger bubbles, which is the blue label with Shinyoka. But the calcium, magnesium, sodium levels, it's popping, man. The taste of this, it pops hard.
That is,
I feel good when I drink it. It is a bit of a go-to ice cold. Even at room temperature, it's very enjoyable. Very enjoyable.
This water feels like it's from the Fountain of Youth. It's so complex, so earthy, and just downright delicious. And I agree with you, Milan. It makes me feel better. It makes me feel more healthy as I drink it. I feel your body just takes those minerals and
you feel
sucks
like
it up, and you feel like re-energized.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
So dating back to really to the early 1950s, when this water was discovered, it looks like they started a cooperative and have just grown it and grown it, bottling mineral water and also marketing it as very, very healthy water.
So on the health side, I am no doctor, despite my surname being Patel. However, there's been a lot of research with this water in regards to reducing cardiovascular, diabetes. It's got good health properties. And it's the amazing minerals within the water that really do make this water very unique.
I have to go back for seconds. And also, I do love the bottle as well, Milan. I agree with you with the nice mountain design on it. It's very clean. It looks substantial.
And I'm very happy to share this water with you because it's one of my like special waters that, you know, my water fridge at home, I will always have this, the green cap in the fridge.
It's so incredible.
It is delicious.
James, do you want to tell us about the properties?
I don't know if this is really the analysis.
It is.
Is it?
Yes.
Here, can you read it?
The properties, it's claiming magnesium. Magnesium is the element of life, and its high content is characteristic of our natural mineral water. The daily requirement for magnesium is between 250 and 350 milligrams. It doesn't say how much is in here, though, does it?
Yeah, that's what I'm...
It's also claiming calcium, bicarbonates, potassium, and iron. That's that iron. You can kind of gives it that little bit alkaline taste.
Yeah, it is.
Is that coming from the iron, Milan? Did I get that right?
Yeah, the iron will give it an earthy metallic taste. The calcium will give it a sort of chalky sweetness. And magnesium, it's like a zing, a citrusy zing, I would say. But that is a true product, CO2 infused by Mother Nature. Yeah. Awesome. I remember the first time I sampled this water and I was like, whoa. And since then, it's a couple of bottles a week. But I'm getting help for it.
I can relate. Yeah. Our producer wants me to clean out the closet because I've got too many cases of water in there right now.
Yeah, that is a delicious water. Last time I had a sip was like 2 minutes ago or so. And I still taste it.
Yeah. It's flavorful.
It is powerful. It makes you feel better.
Packs a punch.
And I mean, even though I don't find the taste as enjoyable as the other two, the feeling is part of the experience. And it feels like we're just handing out ratings, but they really are all good enough to be 10 out of 10s for me.
Well, I have questions, Milan, and maybe you know some of the information, maybe you don't. Yeah. The website's a little bit difficult to navigate. I think it's translated from Polish. Is this water readily available throughout parts of the world, or is it a more smaller batch?
So in the UK, we have large Polish communities. So in the Polish scalp, this is their go-to water, and it's accessible at these Polish scalps because I loved, and this is where I find some of the best waters are with, you know, Eastern European stores, Polish stores, Russian stores, and, you know, live in a pretty cosmopolitan city. So
absolutely
I have access to this, and this is their go-to water. And they do the PET version, but I'm always on the lookout for the glass. And you'll be amazed that people want the glass. It runs out super quick, especially with all this logistics with Brexit. People are waiting 1, 2, 3 weeks just to have it from the glass version. So, for me to even access the glass is pretty hard at the moment. Like, they had stock, and then it's gone out. And then some of the Polish scalps I go, they're like, oh, no, someone's already ordered all the waters. You have to wait until the next delivery. So, yeah. Good mineral content, definitely enjoyable.
It's a treat.
Yeah.
What's your bottle cap rating, sir?
It's delicious. I mean, like I said, the taste isn't as enjoyable for me as the Krag and the
Lofoten.
Lofoten, yeah.
Yeah.
I would say for me, I like it because it's so complex. I like the complexity of it.
What I was saying, though, is the feeling is part of the experience, and the feeling is so unique. It's unlike anything else I've had, like, with any other water. I mean, Topo Chico wakes you up, but this makes you feel, like, more powerful. Like, you feel the minerals in your body.
Yeah.
So,
you know what? I can relate 100%. You drink this, it's like a natural Red Bull, man. You know?
It's crazy.
You know, those sugary energy drinks, put those to one side. Drink Mushinyanka.
Exactly. Forget about the Gatorade and the Powerade sugary sports drinks. Drink some of this before and during your event, and you're going to be a winner.
Yeah. So for that, I have to give it a 10 out of 10.
It's going for another perfect score. That's come crazy. On.
We got it.
I think,
Milan, you're on a roll today, sir. These waters are amazing.
I promise we're rating these on the same scale as the other ones. It's just, he picked out the perfect waters, really. Yeah.
Well, I'm doing my job as a water sommelier to wow you and, like, get you excited. So far.
100%.
Yeah. Wow.
Brilliant. Okay. So this is the Vidago from Vidago Palace, Portugal.
What an amazing looking bottle, first of all.
It's pretty cool, yes.
Cool.
I think all of these are really going to go on my bottle collection I have on the top of my room. But this is going to be like center displayed. I am in love with this bottle. I've been looking at it ever since we got it out of the out of the box that you sent us last week. And wow, I'm just like ready for this.
So what did you learn about this water, James? You did a little bit of research, right?
I did do a little bit of research, so I'll get that ready for you here. I have screenshots. You know,
just bear with me. I'm going to grab a bottle of Hidalgo, and we'll drink this one together.
Nice.
All right. Awesome. Oh, beautiful. He has a bottle on hand.
There you go.
Wow.
And ours is sitting at a nice, cool 13.4 degrees centigrade.
Which is 56.2 Fahrenheit. So not a bad temperature still.
I'd say it's about the perfect temperature to enjoy this type of water. You're going to get the complexity, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, 100% there.
All right, so...
I'm going to pour you some while you read that.
The it's a very... I got this from finewaters.com, this evaluation. It's a very complex analysis. The balance is effervescent. The virginality of the water is superior. The minerality is very high. The orientation is acidic. It's a very hard water. Yeah. It's vintage. It's been there for 200 years. The carbonation is natural. It's 2,853 milligrams per liter of TDS.
Wow.
0.2 milligrams per liter of nitrates, 82 milligrams per liter of calcium, 15 milligrams per liter of magnesium, 619 milligrams per liter of sodium, 47 milligrams per liter of potassium, 0 milligrams per liter of silica, 1,995 milligrams per liter of bicarbonate, 3.3 milligrams per liter of sulfate, 32 milligrams per liter of chloride. Wow.
Folks.
This is going to be bonkers. Should we try it?
It's going to be crazy.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers, Millen.
Cheers.
All right. Whoa.
Woo!
Oh, I knew immediately that this was going to be crazy.
It packs a punch.
Before we talk about it, I have a couple other things to say about it. It was established 1873. Country of origin is Portugal. Of course, it's a spring water. And the region is Chaves. I'm not sure how to say it. Chaves. And the place, of course, is Vidago.
I wonder if that's like a mountainous region of Portugal.
Yeah.
It is. It is. It's from a palace. So there's a beautiful palace called the Vidago Palace. And within the palace, they've got all of these springs that come up. And each spring's slightly different. But this spring here, all the aristocrats back in the day would go here for its uniqueness, its well-being, bathe in it, drink it. If you go online, have a look at the palace. It is beautiful. A music artist that I know in the UK, I gave him one of these bottles to try. He fell in love with it so much, and he took a retreat there to create music, and he said it was incredible. I've never been. It's on the bucket list, but... this water, what makes it so complex, I think it's about 150 meters of granite. This water travels up. Artesian.
Solid granite. Carbonate.
Yeah. It's got the good iron content, the bicarbonate. It's a good water. And I love the effervescence of it, because normally waters like this would be big, round, bold bubbles like Vichy Catalan. But this is completely different. It's effervescent, and that's very, very unique. All around the world, you do not find this sort of high minerality with this effervescent style of bubbles. So, you know, pairing this with like salads would be pretty cool. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, it's not too loud, but I like this one as just enjoying sitting Netflix or something, relaxing and just sipping on it. It's awesome. A really good water. And the minerals that your body wants, 100%.
I want to describe this water as a special gem gift from Mother Nature. It's incredible. It's so complex.
Yeah.
It's so refreshing. And I like that it's subtle. It's not like that Borajami bold, you know, kicks you with the salt and the minerality. It's much more subtle and refined.
But it is there. It's toned down from Borajami, but it's kind of in the same category of taste profile. Just like, it's delicious.
Consider it sort of like citrusy, earthy, salty,
metallic-y kind of.
Metallic-y. It's Mill, smooth.
Millen, this water, and you know, I'm enjoying it so much, and you know, the three of us here, we have, I would say, especially you, sir, but we have a very refined palate for water because we've been tasting so many waters, and we get into the complexity. But I wonder if to an unrefined palate, like just your pal or something, if you gave them just a glass of this water without any context to it, like as if it was just from the tap, what the reaction would be.
Yeah.
And do you get those sort of reactions when you do tastings with people, Millen?
Yeah. So, for example, we done a tasting in Amsterdam for our special guest. And he walked into it and he said, look, I love drinking water. And we're like, cool. And we gave him a little spectrum of waters to try. I think we tried six waters. Started with Lofotene and ended up with Roy. And you could have just seen his reaction. And he even said, he goes, I've fallen in love with water, like just based on the contrast of different waters that we presented. And, you know, when you guys are doing your water tastings as part of the podcast, it's very surprising what these waters taste like, the mouthfeel, the backstory from where they're from is always interesting. But
that's amazing.
I'm glad that you was able to share these, like some of my like, I don't have a favorite waters, but some of my like pretty cool waters. Yeah, I think it's nice to share that.
I think that this is so important, Millen, because when we think about water conservation in the world, I think this is part of the way that we get to the next level of awareness is to have people understand that water is not just water, that water is different depending on the source, where it's from, how it's been treated, what it's used for. And the more awareness that we get out there for that, the more people are going to understand how precious water is and really get behind how do we conserve water to make sure that this resource is available for all the future generations.
You know, also on top of that, I realize now after having something like this and hearing the backstory of it, that water, like the process that nature uses to make water is similar to cooking almost, because it has similar flavor profiles to Borajami, but Borajami is a lot more bold and the bubbles hit you harder, like the carbonation hits you harder, because it gets launched up through so many minerals via like volcano. It goes so fast, but this is like a low and slow process, probably takes a couple of years to make it through that granite.
Here's some homework for you. Look up juvenile waters. Yeah? Look that up and cross-reference that with Borajami and talk about it on your next podcast. It's pretty cool.
Will do.
We will have to do that. So, James, did you have any more tasting notes on the Vidago?
Well, really, like I was saying, it's like a low and slow process. It's not quite as bold, but you still do get all those flavors. I love, like you said, the effervescence of the bubbles.
Yeah.
That's not something you find anywhere else. And I know that it's not coming from the sea, but it feels like you're tasting a part of the sea almost. I do love this water. The bottle just blew me away when I first saw it.
It's beautifully presented, definitely. But, you know, you could class these as these types of waters, like with the presentation and the backstory of the spring, you know, the spa there, these are what I would consider health waters, you know, maybe once a month, if you're feeling a bit more, maybe once a week, but enjoying these with loved ones, savoring it, and maybe replacing this with that glass of wine, and see how you get on, or have it with a glass of wine. You know,
that's for sure. I mean, I equate this to a fine wine. Like, we go out for a fancy meal or something, we want to have the best bottled water that they have to pair with it. Especially if we're looking at the different flavors, like I could imagine this with sushi would be so fantastic with those umami notes coming through from the soy sauce for the sushi and the raw fish.
It is a
pair amazing.
A total luxury. I'd say this would go really good with like a steak or something too.
And by the way, in addition to looking amazing, the bottle where it would, you know, be able to sit on any fancy fine dining table or anyone's living room table, it's also functional. It has a fantastic cap. You know, they've got this plastic cap that keeps it fresh and keeps the carbonation in. Whereas that's an issue on some of the packaging for some of the, even the finer waters.
That's right. James, bit of market research, right? So you've got your friends in middle school, high school?
Yeah, middle school.
Middle school, okay. You got your friends. Obviously, they know what you do, with the podcast and everything, uh-huh. What I would like to understand is, can you convince your friend circle or people at middle school of potentially ditching the sodas and trying these waters that are available local to you and see if, based on your knowledge and up-and-coming water sommelier, water advocate, could maybe present to them a couple of waters and see if they drop those from the Gatorades, the Dr. Peppers, the Colas, and just see what the feedback is. I would just love to know, because I think it's pretty game-changing that we're talking about water in this way, and the experiences that I've had with others, presenting them the way you present them on the bubbles, I think they'll listen. They'll be like, hey, this is something different. And I thought, give it a go.
You know, that would be a really good idea. A good friend of mine, actually, that would be a great idea. He has diabetes. The only problem with that is he doesn't like carbonation.
Okay.
It's very, like, if there's something that he wants to drink that happens to have carbonation in it, he shakes it up and like releases the gas until it's not carbonated.
So you get him get him to try some of the stills.
Maybe get him to try some of the still water. Yeah.
That Sokasani still is a good one that's available.
Yeah.
And you know, I see James when he has his buddies over to the house. He's always giving them a Liquid Death or a Topo Chico.
Yeah. Well, create your buddy with the diabetes a little water menu.
That would be a good idea. And some of my other friends would definitely be open to that. I'll try and get them to try some fancy water.
You think about diabetes especially, and you know, people have all sorts of different ailments and stuff, yet they continue to eat that refined sugar and drink that refined sugar all the time. It's just, you know, it causes cancer, it causes diabetes, it causes all these terrible health conditions. Whereas just exploring what Mother Nature gives us naturally, these wonderful natural spring waters, they do the opposite. They restore you. They heal you.
Yes.
And I'm not a doctor either, but I know it's a fact of just science that it's better for you to drink a natural spring water than it is to pick up a sugary soda.
100%.
It's better for you and it's better for the environment, and you're discovering something new that's been on this planet since day dot.
100%. 100%. James, what do you think about this water? What's your bottle cap rating?
All right, let's go.
Oh, it is. I mean, it's delicious. The packaging. What am I even describing it for? Like, it's, you know what it's going to be. It's 4 out of 4 perfect scores.
Well, it's got to go on the wall of fame for sure.
it's so good, so unique. And the I can't stop looking at the packaging, really. It's like amazing. I love the blanking on the word. It's the type of glass that it's in.
Yeah, it is the opaque. And it's that conversation factor that it brings. You present this on the table, everyone will be like, whoa, what's this? And then you tell them about the backstory, the taste of it, you sample it, and there's a whole hour's in-depth conversation of a bottle of water. Here we go. Yes.
Yeah, so I'm going to give it 10 out of 10 bottle caps. And what I'm seeing here is on all four of these waters that we've tried, they've all achieved a perfect score. However, for very different reasons, each one.
Yes, because they're all very different. Like, I'm really blanking on the name. It's very hard for me to, I'm going to butcher this. So can you just pronounce it? Because
give it a go, James. Come on.
Musinyanka.
Musinyanka?
Perfect, yeah.
All right. I like the taste of it, but it pales in comparison to the other two, in my opinion, because those appeal to me more. But the feeling that I get from this one is the reason I gave it a 10 out of 10.
It's magic.
And it's like, it goes to show how water varies so much, and it can appeal to you in different ways, even more than a soda can, because soda is just really flavoring and perhaps maybe packaging, right? Because some people prefer to drink out of glass bottles or fountain drinks or whatever, right? But with water, you have the plastic bottles, the glass bottles, the aluminum cans, the aluminum bottles. You have
plus your tap.
All of this, your tap.
Your tap with a filter.
And then you have the feeling of the water. You have the different type of bubbles. You have still carbonated. You have different minerals, different mineral contents, different feels of the water. It's so much more complex.
It's infinite possibilities.
It's crazy. Yeah.
All right. So I've scored 10 out of 10 for all four.
Yes, sir, across the board.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You've scored 80 out of 80 bottle caps. You've aced the test.
Well done. Well done.
Just doing my job. Good stuff. No, I'm really happy that we got to jump on this podcast, Hydrate the Imagination with water as unique as you. And it was a good conversation. So, yeah.
So, what's on for the rest of the evening for you, Millen?
Family time, just sitting, nice. Relaxing, and that's it. Wonderful. Yeah, and then Monday morning,
start again.
Well, yeah.
We've got a special event this afternoon. We're going to go attend a professional hockey game.
Yeah.
So we're looking forward to that.
Uh-huh.
Very good. That'd be good fun. Great.
Yeah, right. It's very fun. Hey, and it's ice, water.
Yeah. All water related. All right, guys. Well, I'll catch you on the next podcast. Thank you again for having me, and I'm so pleased that you enjoyed the waters as much as I do. And hey, catch you again next time, yeah? And continue to create that imagination, yeah?
Yeah.
Cheers.
Cheers. Really.
Take care, guys. See you now.
Bye.
Bye.